Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. If you were to ask me, what is a key essential component of happiness, or what is a fundamental element to happiness, what would it be? And today, let's explore together this fundamental element of happiness, which when we get it, when we understand it, when we live by it, we will be happy. But what is it? What is this elixir of suffering and the fundamental key to happiness? What is it? And though it may seem very simple in its complexity, it can be one of the most hardest tasks for us to do in life. Yet, it is possible. It is possible. First, let's explore what causes suffering. Why do we suffer? There was a woman I once worked with who, though she was a wonderful person, she really struggled with life. One of her biggest struggles was her weight. She felt overweight, she felt unattractive, and she was very self-critical of this fact. But I remember when I worked with her, years and years ago, it was perhaps 10 years prior to me meeting her, her husband and her were on a dinner date, and they were having a nice time, and he made a comment about her weight, which wasn't kind. He immediately apologized and took it back, and was very sorry for what he said. But in her head, she kept hearing it over and over again, the comment he made. And unfortunately, she added to this barrage of negativity by commenting on her own weight over and over again in very negative ways. And even though the comment her husband made had occurred only once and had occurred 10 years prior, his words kept resonating in her brain, and it caused her a great deal of suffering, along with her own negative self-criticism. What we worked on together wasn't so much fixing what had happened, because her husband was really sorry for what he said, and he had said it 10 years earlier. But what I helped her discover was her suffering was coming from her thoughts. When she was thinking negative things or hearing negative things about herself, she suffered. When I got her to stop thinking negative things and just enjoy life, the suffering was no more. Now you may be thinking, I don't know about this. Give me some more proof. And perhaps the best proof I can give you is what I do for a living is I'm a clinical psychologist. So people come into me because their lives are difficult and I help get them better so they can have beautiful lives. I've been doing this now for about 25 years. And though I do a variety of other things like public speaking, writing books, being in the media, this is one of the main things that I do. And you can probably imagine, over 25 years, sometimes I work with clients that have very challenging lives, where very, very difficult things are happening to them when they come in, and sometimes they need my help immediately. And like most psychologists, sometimes I get those calls where the person feels like dying or they feel like they're going to die and they want my help. So what do? Do I spend half an hour, an hour, 2 hours on the phone? Do I drive down to the office and meet with them immediately? No. I do the same thing I've done the entire time. I listen to them. I hear what's going on. Then I ask them to go for a half an hour to an hour walk, just being outside, spending time in the fresh outdoors. And if they're still upset at the end of that walk, give me a call again. And in 25 years, I've never gotten that second call, and I've never had to hospitalize anyone. So why does this work? Why does going for a walk, spending time in nature work? It's because all our suffering comes from our mind. Yes, we have painful experiences, but there's a difference between suffering and pain. Pain is a physical or emotional sensation that we feel immediately, and then it passes. Suffering is all the story that goes with that pain. This hurts. It's terrible. Is it going to last forever? oh no, oh no, oh no. That's suffering, all the mental story that we create, whether like my one client about weight, or whether it's like my other clients, it's about I want to die because life is so bad right now. When we stop the thoughts and we just be, all is well. Really, all is well. Our suffering comes from our mental stories that we create. Yes, yes, we do go through hard times, but those hard times are manageable. Challenging, difficult, yes, but manageable. There's nothing we can't handle as long as we learn not to create a story with what's going on. I've known people in prison, dying from cancer, severely deformed, suffering physically, who are happy because they don't create a story about what they're going through. They're doing everything in their power to make it better, but they're not letting the events of their life keep them from loving life. So the key ingredients of happiness are twofold, yet they're really the two faces of the same coin. What are they? First, mental stillness. When our minds are still, all is well. We don't suffer when we're not creating stories. Stories are in our minds. When we quiet our minds, the suffering ends. The suffering ends. And the second half of this is being present. Because when we're present, there's always something beautiful to be with. You could be in a prison right now, locked in solitary confinement, yet the rays from the morning sun can seem so beautiful. Listening to your heartbeat so gently, so rhythmically, can be just as beautiful for someone preparing to die and feeling their heartbeat the last few times. It can still be a beautiful experience. Yes, this may be the exception, but as long as one person on the planet is able to do it, that means it's a possibility for you and me. We can too. Be present. Be still. Be present. Be still. And then happiness, instead of being something elusive, something that comes but mostly is gone, will be our natural state. Our natural state when our minds are still and we're living in the here and now without mental commentary, then life goes well and we are happy. And if you totally disbelieve me, then before you turn off this podcast, I want to encourage you to take a challenge. Just go out somewhere outside, preferably somewhere somewhat quiet, maybe a park, a meadow, by the beach, but go somewhere and allow yourself for a moment. If you can do 5 or 10 minutes, that's awesome. But you may find this difficult, and that's okay. Even if you can do it for a minute or less, it's still okay. What I'd like for you to do is choose something, perhaps a bird, a tree, something that you can be attentive to 100%. Watch it, listen to it, and that's all I want you to do during that time. Don't analyze it, just be with it. Your mind is still and you're being present with this thing you've chosen. And after it's over, I want you to reflect. During that time, were you sad? Were you depressed? If you truly were present with something, what you'll find is you're happy, you're at peace, and all is well. Yes, it may have been only for a short period of time, but for some people, it's enough to get a taste of, wow, I can do this. And we can. Keeping our minds still and being present is a learned skill. It's actually a skill we've known from a very young age. All young children do this all day long. We forget, though, with time, how to keep our mind still and just be present. If we relearn this and go back to what I would call our natural state, then we're happy. This is a key component to happiness, keeping our mind still and being present. When we learn this, we enter the world of happiness. And any of us can. It just takes effort. Thank you for joining me in our exploration of happiness in this week's podcast. If you'd like to learn more about happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.